This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Bahrain has become the latest Arab nation to agree to normalize ties with Israel as part of a broader diplomatic push by President Donald Trump and his administration to fully integrate the Jewish state into the Middle East. Trump announced the agreement on Friday following a three-way phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. In remarks, President Trump said he expects the Palestinians and others to follow in normalizing relations with Israel.
You'll have most countries join, and you're going to have the Palestinians in a very good position. They want to come in. They're going to want to come in because all of their friends are in.
The announcement on the 19th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks came less than a week before Trump hosts a White House ceremony to mark the establishment of full relations between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. The 9/11 anniversary has brought the two presidential candidates the closest they've been in months and showed off their dramatically different styles. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
At the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where 40 passengers brought down the hijacked plane, President Trump proclaimed America's might.
No matter the odds, America will always rise up, stand tall, and fight back.
Hours later,
it's a pleasure to meet you.
It's my honor to meet you.
Democratic challenger Joe Biden greeted families of those killed on the plane. The two candidates did not meet, but Biden did share a moment earlier with his vice presidential successor, an elbow bump with Mike Pence at New York's Ground Zero, a rare moment of detente in a nasty campaign. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. China and India said Friday they had agreed to de-escalate renewed tensions on their contested Himalayan border and to take steps to restore peace and tranquility following a high-level meeting in Moscow. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Top diplomats from India and China met in Moscow on Friday and said that they'd agreed to disengage their forces in the Himalayas and de-escalate. 20 Indian troops were killed in a clash in June there, and the most recent incident came this week when both countries accused each other of firing into the air, violating a long-held protocol not to use firearms in the area. China's foreign ministry said in a statement that its state councillor, Wang Yi, told India's foreign minister, S.J. Shankar, quote, "The imperative is to immediately stop provocations such as firing and other dangerous actions that violate the commitments made by the two sides." He also said all personnel and equipment that have trespassed at the border must be moved to de-escalate the situation.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Some European countries are dealing with a resurgence of COVID-19. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Dutch Public Health Institute says 1,270 people tested positive for COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. That's the highest number since mid-April. It's the second time this week that Dutch daily infections have topped 1,000 and a sign that the virus is making a resurgence in the Netherlands. In Birmingham, England's second largest city, households are being urged to stop socializing. The latest government data for Birmingham, England, shows the infection rate has doubled in the past week. And the number of confirmed cases in the UK has spiked at over 3,500, the highest daily total since May 17th. In Eastern Europe, Hungary and the Czech Republic registered all-time daily highs on Friday. I'm Jennifer King.
The daily virus death toll in the United States has declined. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
After peaking in early August, the number of daily deaths in the U.S. from the coronavirus is declining again. Deaths first peaked on April 24th at an average of just over 2,200 each day, most coming in the Northeast. Then over the summer, outbreaks in Texas, California, and Florida drove daily rates to a second peak of just over 1,100 on August 1st. Now about 700 Americans are dying of the virus each day. That's according to an Associated Press analysis of data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. I'm Shelley Adler.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow and the S&P closing higher, but the Nasdaq down in Friday's trading. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.